So evidently people just are not getting the message out in West Fargo, where the West Fargo Police Department, they know how to do the pit maneuvers, and they use them in West Fargo. And it almost seems to be a nightly occurrence. Had another one again last night about 11:30. West Fargo PD tried to stop a vehicle for an open warrant and suspended license near the intersection of 3rd Avenue East and 5th Street East. And, suspect vehicle fled eastbound, where a pit maneuver was executed and successfully. And joining us now, again, we just had him on not long ago, West Fargo Police Chief Pete Nielsen. People, Chief, they just are not getting the message, are they?
I appreciate you giving me some time here again, once again, Jay. You know, it seems like we're having this conversation, or we're putting this information out to the media or to the public daily. We've had 11 pursuits so far in the year of 2025, and the individuals are just not catching this. And we're just going to keep letting you know that once you get pulled over by us and you decide that you make the decision to run, we are going to stop you. And if you don't stop, we are going to pit maneuver you. We're going to arrest you. We're going to take you to jail, and we're going to announce who you are, and we're going to put your face in the media.
Yeah, and this time around, it would be, the winner would be a 23-year-old from Fargo. That would be Elijah Hunter. I believe it's Bellegarde. Arrested for felony fleeing in a motor vehicle, felony reckless endangerment, possession of drug paraphernalia, and an outstanding felony warrant. Female passenger with him was released without charges. No injuries, but I believe they ended up striking. Did they end up hitting some cars or a squad car? What happened?
Yeah, due to the ice conditions, when the car was kind of moving to the side, it slid into a squad car and bumped into another parked car. And the individuals that are taken off from us, they need to realize that their insurance companies are the ones paying for all this as well.
Yep, exactly. Now, you've gotten to the point, Chief, where you said, okay, evidently people aren't getting it, so I'm going to add another twist to it. What's your new twist, Chief?
Well, I'm going to start seizing, or we have been. We're seizing every vehicle that is involved in a pursuit from us. We're going to seize it, and we're going to take possession of it, and after the court proceedings are over, we're going to sell it.
Nice. So, how does this, so you legally, how can you legally do that?
They are using that vehicle in the commission of a felony, so we seize the vehicle. The vehicle is impounded by us. We take control of it, and then we have it goes through the court proceedings. Once the court proceeding gets completed, at that point is when we take ownership of it, and then at that point we sell them.
Wow. So now when you take ownership, that once the proceedings are all done, the person's found guilty of the felony, then what does the court do? The court just legally transfers that title to the city of West Fargo?
Yeah, there's a small proceeding that takes place, and once that accusation is completed, then we take control of the vehicle.
So what happens, and this is fantastic, because people are just going to have to learn. Number one, this puts so many people in danger and causes so many other issues. So something has to be done, and eventually, hopefully, word's going to get out. Oh, man, if you get pulled over in West Fargo, don't try to run. They got me with a pit, and then they seized my vehicle and sold it. So now what happens if that vehicle, Chief, that person that owns it, that decided to not be an upstanding citizen, what if they have a bank loan on that? How does that work?
We're going to look at those proceedings and see what happens. And if they owe, less than what we can get for it, we're just going to sell it, and we'll take the remaining balance of what is not owed. So we'll do our due diligence when it comes to figuring out what the vehicles are worth. And like I said, we're going to seize these vehicles on every chase, and we're going to get through the court system. And once that's completed, we're going to sell them.
I love it, man. I love it. This stuff's got to stop. Somebody's going to end up. Somebody's going to end up getting killed, Chief.
Yeah, these sound like there's a lot happening, but less than 1% of all traffic stops in the city of West Fargo result in in actual pursuit. So these people are, you know, they're coming into West Fargo. The high majority of these individuals are not residents of West Fargo. They come into our area. They're used to just taking off from whatever police department or sheriff's department that they have been tried to be stopped by, and they flee scenes. Well, that's just not going to happen. We are going to stop that activity and the amount of danger that they are putting into people when they flee from a traffic stop is crazy. So we're just going to make sure that that's not happening. That's why our officers are highly trained in the pit maneuver, and as you can see, it's extremely successful on stopping a pursuit.
Yeah, and it's not just happening on main thoroughfares. It's happening in people's neighborhoods where they're outrunning. Now you start outrunning, even if you're doing, you know, it's not a high speed, but let's say you're doing 45 miles an hour trying to outrun the police in a neighborhood, that could be a real, real bad situation. A kid runs out, somebody runs out, whatever. Or in this case, you know, you end up hitting cars.
Right, yeah. The officer and the supervisor working, they take the totality of the circumstance, and when deciding to pursue at any time, a supervisor that's working can terminate the pursuit for, you know, different factors such as speed, conditions, is the traffic really high, is there individuals walking, moving in the area. So there's a lot that's being called out during the pursuit that the supervisor is asking of what's happening. And if the supervisor believes that the pursuit is unsafe for any reason at all, it's the responsibility of the sergeant that's working to terminate.
So how many vehicles you sitting on right now?
I would have to do a count, but I think we have four or five of them that we've just seized here recently, and we're just going to continue doing it.
Wow. So now how does the sale work then? What will happen to an auction, or how do you do that?
Yeah, we'll place them on an auction. It'll either be, you know, a local auction, or we'll have an auction for our own. If this continues, we'll have our own auction at, you know, sometime in the fall, and we'll just sell everything out that we seize.
Wow. Anybody else? Has West Fargo, have you guys done this in the past, or is this something new?
It's fairly new when it comes to seizing the vehicles for pursuits, but there's got to be a change, right? And we don't want these individuals pursuing our officers. You know, I don't want our officers pursuing these individuals. I want them to pull over. Like I said, 99% of the individuals who get pulled over, that's what I want them to do. I want them to pull over to the right-hand side of the road. If they feel like something's wrong, if the traffic stop was invalid, there's avenues for that. They can go to court. They can contact the supervisor. They can make a complaint. They can do different things if they want to. But the individuals who are running from us, there's a reason why they're running. They have felony warrants. They have drugs in the car. They're selling narcotics. They're doing things that they're not supposed to. And these are the individuals that we're just not going to tolerate.
I love it. I absolutely love this. You know what you should do? I don't know if the city commission would be on board, but you know, when you roll into West Fargo, we got the welcome to West Fargo signs on the population. You got to get some kind of sign on there that lets people know you've crossed into West Fargo. Do not think you're going to outrun the police. We will pit maneuver you, and we will seize your vehicle.
Yeah, we'd hope that the criminals that are out there that, you know, decide to do this, we'd hope that this is getting out to them and that they realize that this is going to happen. But like I said, the majority of the public and the individuals I talk to that are residents of West Fargo, they don't want this stuff happening in their neighborhoods. No. They don't want this stuff happening in the city of West Fargo. We're a very safe community. We're very proud of that. And we just don't want these individuals to come into our city and cause chaos.
A listener wants to know, email from a listener, will you please ask the chief what happens if the fleeing car does not belong to the person driving? Oh, great question.
That is a great question. We will, we'll take those considerations. We'll make sure that there's some validity behind that accusation. But if this individual is borrowing somebody's car, and they ended up using it in a felony crime, you know, maybe the individual that loaned that car out is going to have to come up with a pretty compelling reason to get that car back.
Yeah, you got to, I mean, you know, you got to really think hard about who you're going to loan your vehicle to. You know, it's not like you're loaning it to your wife or whatever. You got a buddy, and you know your buddy likes to raise hell. Hey, can I borrow your car? I'm going to give you a hard no on that one. I know your past. No, you're not getting my vehicle. Yeah, exactly. Question for you before I let you go.
Borrowing a car is difficult. You know, it's there's so much responsibility. There's so much liability when loaning out your personal vehicle. I just think the amount of people that are doing that, they're loaning their vehicle out to trusted individuals. They're not loaning it out to somebody that's going to, you know, that has a felony warrant that, you know, that's going to load the car with drugs and take off.
Yeah. Hey, I got a quick question for you. Last I checked, I know a law enforcement feels about window tint on the front windows, passenger driver's side, especially the windshield. And there's a push in the legislative session to get that changed so you can have it a little bit darker than currently what's allowed. But now I saw yesterday, Chief, there is a bill out there where this bill says, and from what I understand, it's getting a lot of support, where it would be, you can have your windows as dark as you want. There's no more regulation on that. Does that worry you as a police officer and a chief?
It does. I mean, it's difficult right now with the back window and the two backside windows being extremely dark. The officers aren't able to see what's inside of the car. So, yeah, it is concerning when you start to get that. But I've seen some vehicles around town that have, I mean, it's completely black from the windshield to the back window to the side windows.
Yeah.
Those are completely black. And what's happened now is our officers are targeting those that have the tinted front window. They are writing them a citation. They're giving them a timeline to get that tint removed. If they fail to have the tint removed from the front windshield, then they are filling out a form through the state, and the state then suspends the actual registration on the vehicle.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, and I know in this bill that I was reading, windshield was you could have all your windows as dark as you want, but no tinted windshield. But even that, you know, you can't see what's going on in the car, what you're walking up to. I'm surprised this is getting traction. I really am. I thought this thing would have got blown out right away.
Yeah, it's difficult, you know, for officer safety. It's, you know, there's officers that are, there's vehicles in town that have pretty dark tint on the sides. And, you know, the officers are asking for those to be, you know, rolled down so they can kind of just peek in there a little bit to make sure that what's happening in the back, they can actually see it. And, you know, that's the last thing we want is to have one of the officers get, you know, hurt or have something happen to them because, you know, the person sitting in the car with the window so dark that they can't even see it coming.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Chief. Well, I just wanted folks to get an update and realize, now you're going to get your vehicle seized. So you better think twice before you come out to West Fargo. At this rate, you're going to have a massive auction in August, man, or in the fall. Dude.
Well, we're hoping we're hoping that everybody talks about it, and we hope that, you know, the individuals that come into West Fargo that do get stopped, that they just do the right thing and pull over so they're not jeopardizing anybody's safety.
There you go. West Fargo Police Chief Pete Nielsen. Keep doing a great job, buddy. Appreciate it. Be safe, man.
Thank you, sir.